I love working with Jessica as my mentor. Her practicality yet profound insight when it pertains to the makeup of life and human thinking, it is honestly mind-boggling. I'm intrigued with her ability to make everything so relatable on so many different levels. I love that she challenges your thinking and how you view things in a way like none other. It has caused me to look at life from many different angles versus just one. She definitely has a unique way of mentoring, and I could literally sit and listen to her for hours. And through applying what I have learned thus far, I am so happy with the results it has produced in my life.
Hey, follower of Jesus, do you have a hard time accepting God's love and believing He is good to you and not just good to others? Do you have a hard time forgiving those who hurt you? Do you wrestle with feelings of anxiety, racing thoughts, burnout, and feel like you are at the end of your rope? Do you find yourself being in pain and stuck in the past, or maybe this one? Do you constantly question whether it's God's voice or your feelings? If so, you are welcome here and you're in the right spot. In this podcast, you will learn how to go from knowing God's word to believing God's word. I will teach you how to hear from God, discern God's voice, process emotions and feelings, let go of control, and trust God despite what you are going through. And most importantly, how to feel again, which means walk through your pain and feelings with the Father instead of running from them. We are a spirit, have a soul, and live in a body. God cares about your body, and so do I. If you are ready to grow your relationship with God and need a starting place, a safe place to process your feelings, pull up a seat and join us at the table. I'm Jessica, someone who loves Jesus but didn't grow up in the church. For a long time, I believed that if I didn't take care of myself, then no one would. I was burned out, surviving, living by what I felt in the moment, and believed God was good, but that I was too far gone. I didn't trust God with my daily life or my basic needs, only my eternity. I believed so many lies, like my body was a tool I was to use to feel loved, and that I had to strive in everything I did to prove to others I was worthy of their acceptance and approval. I allowed the pain of my past to dictate my future and keep me stuck in the present moment. I realized that even in my mistakes, with all the choices I made, I am still loved by a God whose love isn't transactional. I am loved by a God whose love doesn't change despite when my feelings changed. What I knew about God and His love slowly transformed my heart. And I am here to share all of that with you. If He did it for me, He will and is ready to do it for you. Hey friend, welcome to the podcast. My name is Jessica Hoddle, and today we're going to talk about stuck. Like, do you feel stuck? Do you feel fed up? Do you feel like you're barely making it? Maybe these words describe what's going on in your heart lately. Maybe you feel stuck in the pain, fed up with life, and barely making it through the day. If this feels anything like you, stay tuned because this episode is for you. Next week opens up the doors for my spiritual growth mentorship. Now, the thing I need you to understand about the mentorship, if you have been hearing me talk about it on any of the episodes, you want to join, because after September 15th, I am going to be closing the doors of the mentorship. And that means that you will only be able to join at a very specific time. I'm closing the doors, then you will have to get on a wait list. And that means that you can no longer join when it is convenient for you. Something that I wanted to do was to be able to be even more intimate with the women that I'm walking this through and be able to give them even more of my time so that we all join at the same time. But most importantly, all the other things that the Lord has been working in my heart, like going and getting more certifications to become a biblical counselor. Super big deal, super huge. But I needed to remind you to jump on the wait list for the spiritual growth mentorship, because this is all about the opportunity to change. And Most of us hear the word change and it feels overwhelming and it feels daunting. And I know that you want change, but you feel stuck and you feel fed up and you feel like you're barely making it. And you're thinking like, I can't even get my head above water. And then we try to do it alone. And this is really about doing this together so I can come alongside you. Next week, again, September 12th, we open up the doors for the mentorship. And then by September 15th, the doors are going to officially close. And we're only going to be opening the doors about 4 times a year. And, you know, I can't promise there won't be anything else for the rest of the year, but now's the time. Let's do this. Maybe the kids are back to school. Maybe you're finding a new routine. But most importantly, stop feeling like you have to do this by yourself. I know the weight that you're carrying, which goes right into today. Not only do I understand, but I want you to know that God knows. I recently had asked a woman who had emailed me, because I love hearing from you guys. If you email me, I always respond. I read the emails personally. But she was talking about forgiveness, how she was struggling with this. And I just asked her, you know, how do you think God views you? The whole thing was that her ability to forgive others really seemed easier to her. It seemed more simple. But the part that was breaking her heart was that she couldn't forgive herself. See, how we think God sees us is really how we're going to move, or really not move, through being kind to ourselves in the process of forgiveness. And maybe we're thinking, why does this matter? I feel stuck. I feel fed up, like I'm barely making it. Well, when these things start piling up in our life, it's easy to be super hard on ourselves. Feel like we're behind, we're terrible people, maybe feel like you're a terrible parent. All these negative things come for us. And the whole process of forgiving ourselves, which I've done many episodes on, of my view of it, especially with scripture. But why is it that we can walk through forgiving others, but disregard ourselves? And I'm the first to raise my hand. You know, my choices in life have been less than perfect. I can think even to a year and a half ago with some choices I made. I mean, let's even be more honest here. I can think probably back to a month ago, maybe in a couple of days ago, where I would think, why did I say that? You know, why did I do that? Why did I act like that? Therefore, I want us to think about, when it comes to being stuck and fed up and like we're barely holding on, it could mean how harsh we have been toward ourselves as well. The reality is this: when somebody tells me that they are stuck, they are really saying that they need help making a decision. Think about it. Maybe you are paralyzed by fear of making the wrong choice, and so you don't make one at all. When someone tells me that they're fed up and they're barely holding on, they are really saying they need something in their life to change. And that change usually comes with a choice, doesn't it? And that choice is usually the hardest thing to make. Inside the Spiritual Growth Mentorship, which I was talking about earlier, is we walk through this process of change and what actually happens when we change. And this really foundational pieces of, we talk about relationships and forgiveness and communication and conflict. We talk about identity in Christ and this foundation. But as we go through these weeks inside the mentorship, is that one of the biggest things is change. It's a choice. And that is the hardest thing for us to do, is make a choice, because there's so many things that can kind of come tumbling down. I think of it like Jenga. You know, you ever play the game Jenga? It is not one of my favorite games to play, but it's the analogy I'm thinking of right now, where I want you to think of that choice being one of those Jenga pieces. And you're making a choice, you pull out the Jenga piece. You're making a choice, you pull out the Jenga piece. And then you're so worried that that next choice, that Jenga piece, is going to make everything come tumbling down. And the reality is that choices sometimes come with loss. A year and a half ago, my husband and I kind of felt forced into a decision. We had felt stuck in many ways, and we were definitely fed up completely. But deciding to leave a church we had called home for over 3.5 years was really kind of hovering over our heads. I think God had showed us many times, really probably over a span of a year, that a decision we could have made, but we didn't do it. We stayed, We felt stuck, and there were things that we were just kind of getting fed up with, but we stayed. Again, we felt that we could have made a choice, but guess what? We knew that that choice was going to come with something, and the cost can be great, but that cost can also be freeing. And I want you to hear that. So it wasn't until one day when there was a meeting called and it was time to finally make a decision. And we made the decision, and it was much heartbreak. And we really had to process through that, but we had decided to leave. It was a choice, like I said, we could have made months ago to get out of feeling stuck and fed up, but we were holding on. And I think that could be a word for you. You're holding on to what was, what could have been, what you think should have been. Maybe you're afraid of holding on because you know somebody might not agree with you. It just didn't make sense, right? Because my husband and I had wanted change. We wanted things to be different, but yet we stayed. Isn't that amazing how our bodies and minds work? And I, again, talk a lot about in the Spiritual Wealth Mentorship, so make sure you sign up and join us. But many people would probably ask, I think, when I talk to people anyways, why do you stay? And when I watch documentaries of churches, you know, maybe failing or things happening, one, there are so many good churches out there. Like we love our new church right now. It's not perfect, but it's always wanting to be healthy. It's always desiring to be a healthy church. And I know that when I watch these documentaries though, and there's any kind of victim or hurt, one of the questions from somebody that hasn't experienced that is like, why do you stay? Why do you stay? And I get it. You stay, you don't even realize you're in things until one day you make a decision to remove yourself. And so when you feel stuck, when you feel fed up, like you're barely making it, there's sometimes on the other side of that choice, there's going to be freedom in some kind, but there's also maybe something that can still hurt, can hurt our flesh. But I know what it's like to stay even when you desire change, and that change, and that choice really feels hard. I share this with you because I know God knows you. I know the God who knows you. He knows that you feel stuck. He knows that you feel fed up, and he knows that you feel like you're barely making it. And so I promise you three things to do and to think about when you're feeling stuck. And these three things are actually, I'm going to give you five. I'm going to give you two bonus ones. Okay. But they're actually questions, because if we think about, again, this decision that we feel stuck or we feel fed up, we need something to change and we need to make a choice or a decision. You don't need more motivation, more discipline, or hours in Bible time, because I'm sure by now God has already told you where to go. He's already asked you what to do, and you are maybe scared to make that decision, or you're questioning, was I really God? Right? We start questioning. So let me just help you get some things stirring in your heart. Number one, what has God been showing you about your circumstance? Number two, what do you keep thinking about over and over again? Number three, what is something God has put on your heart to do or say, but you keep second guessing and questioning? Now, here's your two little bonus things that you can begin to do to work through about processing being stuck. What is keeping you paralyzed by fear? Number five, this is a big one. Do you believe God will take care of you? Why or why not? Because this changes how we will show up to make that choice. Again, these are three things. These are three questions that I want you to think about answering honestly and then moving forward. We have to analyze and be aware and honest where we are and be real with God. And then we can say, okay, this is really what's going on inside of me. And then we have to have enough courage to trust, right? Number five, do you believe God will take care of you? And know by his character, even if you don't feel it, but even when we don't feel it, doesn't mean it's not true, that he will take care of you. Friend, I hate that you feel stuck and fed up. I know those feelings. Maybe one of the biggest choices you can make today, though, is to be kind to yourself. Again, I wrote a whole podcast or a whole blog, and I have podcasts on my website, and I'll make sure to link that. But Colossians 3, 12 through 14 says, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe, put on compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. So all this, although the scripture is talking about forgiving others, I believe when we talk about forgiving ourselves, it's this process of learning to clothe ourselves. What does it look like to put on the character of Christ of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience? And this is a process. This is not something that happens. This takes practice, but it starts with a choice. Instead of saying how stuck you are, you can start saying, okay, I'm willing to move today. Today, I got out of bed. Today, I made the bed. Today, I was able to get the kids to school on time. Today, I didn't speak anything negative over my husband. It takes practice. I also know the key to getting out of those feelings is just movement. Again, it's taking one step at a time. And I believe he is asking you today, do you trust me? He's asking you, do you trust me? You can follow me on Instagram at Jessica Hotto. I love to hear from you. Share this episode with a friend. But most importantly, head to jessicahotto.com/heal to join us in the Spiritual Growth Mentorship. Get on the wait list and just know that I know how hard a decision can be, but you don't have to be stuck. You don't have to live fed up. You don't have to live like you're barely making it. It's time to challenge the way you think, to change the way you live.
Do you struggle with feelings of deep loneliness, fear of rejection, or FOMO? Do you battle depression and anxiety on a daily basis? Are you unsure of how to handle it all? Do you want to learn how to make better and wiser decisions, deal with past trauma, heal from heartbreak, walk in forgiveness, all from a biblical perspective? I know what it feels like to carry the weight of the world on your shoulders while feeling like you are slowly drowning in it all. I wished I could get rid of the pain that I felt, yet I couldn't understand how God loved me on a personal level. Imagine if you had a framework where someone was there to help guide you on how to handle it all while growing your relationship with God and finally learning how to trust Him. This isn't about just praying away your feelings, your loneliness. This is about knowing you don't have to accept them, but you get to walk with the Lord through them. That's why I created the Spiritual Growth Framework course, where I teach you how to heal your heart and your life on the most practical level from a biblical perspective. Friend, it's not about how much you know, but how much you believe about what you know. You don't have to pray away your pain or pretend like it doesn't exist anymore. You don't have to memorize scripture hoping it will all go away. Is memorizing scripture important? Yes, but it's not the only thing. God's with you now and forever. He cares about your pain and your feelings. In my Spiritual Growth Framework course, you'll be able to walk away with practical application steps to heal every day, not just on long weekends or in the perfect quiet time. I'm here to show you how healing is possible, even in the smallest pockets of time. What if you said goodbye to emotional wounds, unforgiveness, and pain, and say hello to a newfound relationship with God, a place where you feel safe, heard, seen, and loved, a place where you feel like you didn't have to hide? Head on over to jessicahotto.com/heal to join me today inside of my Spiritual Growth Framework course, where your feelings have a seat at the table, but will no longer be the centerpiece. It's time to heal your heart and your life. Head to jessicahotto.com/heal to get started. And I'll see you there, friend.